Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday afternoon, Arcata police began to receive 911 calls regarding a subject in a white van causing multiple vehicle collisions in the area of the Arcata Plaza. They were notified that the driver had stopped at a business at 11th and F Streets. He was with people who were attempting to restrain him and hold him for police. He got away, was located at the 1000 block of G Street, where he was taken into custody following a lengthy struggle with officers. Police report the driver had become involved in a domestic dispute at a bar near the Arcata Plaza. After the dispute, he collided with a number of vehicles. One of those collisions caused injuries. Alcohol, it's believed to be a factor. 26-year-old Gabriel Brugger of Capitola was transported to Mad River Hospital by ambulance for evaluation prior to booking. He was then booked on several charges, including reckless driving, fleeing the scene of a vehicle accident, and fleeing the scene of an injury accident. Friday afternoon, just past 5 p.m., 22-year-old Tara Dodery of Ashland, Oregon, was driving a 1995 Ford Explorer southbound on U.S. 199. Her vehicle traveled to the west over the roadway, where it impacted an embankment, overturned, and struck a telephone pole. She was transported to Sutter Coast Hospital with moderate injuries. It's unknown what caused her to leave the road. Friday evening at about 7:45, Eureka police, they were at the southbound lanes of Broadway and 14th Street to a vehicle versus pedestrian traffic collision. So far, the investigation says a 23-year-old man was driving his 2002 Hyundai Accent southbound on Broadway in the right-hand lane following 14th Street when he collided with a 57-year-old man who was in the roadway outside of the crosswalk. A witness reported that the pedestrian was almost hit earlier when trying to cross Broadway. The pedestrian was transported to the hospital with moderate to major injuries. He remains at the hospital in critical condition. The driver of the vehicle was uninjured. The driver shows no signs of impairment. The pedestrian, however, is well known to EPD, and alcohol is expected to be a factor in the collision. Today is the last day to vote in the presidential election on November 6th. You should update your voter registration if you have moved, changed your mailing address, changed your name, or want to change or select a different political party. You can register to vote in California if you're a U.S. citizen, a California resident, and at least 18 years of age on or before the election. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
For today's Our Community, we continue discussing land use issues. It takes a lot of work to bring land use projects to completion. Project supporters argue that the plan will benefit everyone in terms of stimulating the economy and adding an all-around benefit to our quality of life. But land use projects seem to attract the unwelcome attention of environmental lawsuits, court hearings that can delay a project for many years. Such as the Richardson Grove Project, Highway 101 is the primary north-south route between our region. Critical, because Richardson Grove is a narrow two-lane road with large old-growth redwood trees adjacent to the traveled way. This narrowness prohibits the travel of industry standard-sized trucks, which are necessary for a healthy economy. It's a similar story for the Willits Bypass Project. By keeping the traffic moving smoother, shipped goods will pass through that much easier. Despite the economic benefits land use issues provide, environmentalists and their legal firms have a track record of making what some think should be a simple process a lengthy fight to the finish line. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.